This is our 99th episode of Fork You, and we're thankful for that and thankful for you listeners. And today we're going to do something special. In culinary medicine, we often focus on the medicine, but today we're going to focus a little bit on culinary and some on medicine. We're going to give you a Thanksgiving episode for the world. Now, for my Canadian friends, your Thanksgiving just passed. And for that holiday, I made a roasted chicken with Swiss Chalet sauce. If you know, you know. So thank you, Canada, for Tim Hortons, for Swiss Chalet, and giving us an early reminder that gratitude goes great with gravy. And also thank you that we have a place we can escape to north of the border if we could ever get over February. For those of us in the United States, it's the fourth Thursday in November, and we're celebrating the foods of the Americas, the ingredients that changed the world. Turkey, corn, potatoes, beans, these foods built civilizations, crossed oceans, and still anchor dinner tables everywhere. And for my listeners in Edinburgh, London, Lisbon, yes, turkey is an American bird. It almost became our national bird, but the bald eagle looks better on money and it doesn't drown in the rain. Thanksgiving started as a celebration for survival, and it only happened because my other ancestors, the other half of me, the Native American peoples, taught early settlers, or pilgrims as we sometimes call them, how to grow corn, plant beans, and roast this silly large bird. But they also introduced the world to potatoes, corn, and cranberry. So if you're in Europe enjoying fries or cornbread, you're already celebrating a little bit of Thanksgiving. And if you don't have a turkey in Edinburgh or wherever you are, find a bird, any bird. Most of my recipes will adapt easily to hens, pigeons, or velociraptors, although I'm still waiting on a source for that. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork You, Fork University, where we bust a few myths and make sense of the madness, teaching you a little bit about food and medicine. Let's start with the main act, the turkey. This is a ridiculously large bird. And the idea of cooking it like that Norman Rockwell painting, trying to cook it whole is like putting an entire cow in the oven and hoping every part turns out perfect. It simply cannot be done. But I've got a few tricks up my sleeve. One of the great things about turkey is that this large bit of poultry has far less saturated fat than red meat, and if you cook it properly, everyone will be happy. So here's how I do it. I cook the breast sous vide style, which means it takes about an hour and a half, and it will be tender and juicy, unlike any other turkey breast you probably ever had. I roast the legs separately until they're golden brown, crisp, and full of flavor, and you get that wonderful smell throughout the house of turkey. Skip the brining, because it's messy. And if you've ever tried to put a 20-pound bird into a ridiculously large stock pot to make the bird magically moister, several things will happen. You're going to have a mess to clean up on the floor, and the bird won't be that much moister. It also skips the idea of a deep fryer. Unless your goal is to have a Thanksgiving where all of your stuff burns down and you start fresh, there's nothing more fun than watching the silly fires that we see because people are trying to put a big turkey into a pot of oil with a fire underneath it. I mean, we've seen what can go wrong. And then there's Tom Colicchio's trick, shoving a bunch of butter under the skin of the breast. Yeah, it helps a bit. But if you want true great turkey breast, you're going to have to do it sous vide. Now, there's another reason not to roast the whole bird. You won't be tempted to stuff it. When you fill the cavity of that bird with bread and broth, you're basically building a Campylobacter incubator. And it can take up to a week for that infection to hit. So when diarrhea shows up, you won't connect it with Aunt Marge's famous stuffing. You might even say, oh, you know, I've eaten stuffing out of the back end of a turkey bird for years and never gotten sick. Sure, because it's been so long afterwards, you don't remember that it was the week after Thanksgiving when you were thankful that you had a bidet, because we know the Europeans know how to treat a backside. So, bake your stuffing outside the bird. My favorite version is cornbread stuffing, the perfect way to honor one of the great foods of the Americas. Here's how I make it. Cornbread cubes, sautéed onions, celery, fresh herbs, handful of mushrooms, and just enough broth to moisten. And for extra flavor, I take the turkey skin off the breast that I'm going to sous vide, salt it, poultry seasoning on it, bake it until it's crispy. It is a poultry bacon that you can crumble into the stuffing for the best bite on the table, or even into a salad. I mean, some people have salads for Thanksgiving. I'm not sure what that point is. You know what America's treasure is? Potatoes. From the Andes to every single plate. Potatoes were cultivated thousands of years before Europeans ever thought to mash one. When explorers brought back, the Italians made gnocchi. The Irish made history. The French made them fancy. For Thanksgiving, I keep it simple. Boiled Yukon Golds, a touch of butter, a drizzle of olive oil, a bit of milk, salt, and pepper. Creamy, earthy, perfect. No truffle oil, no bacon mountain, just real potatoes done right. Now for the green beans. Now, green beans are another gift from the Americas. They were domesticated about 8,000 years ago in Central and South America, where indigenous peoples planted them along with corn and squash, also known as the famous Three Sisters. The beans climbed the corn stalks and fed the soil, regenerative farming long before we had the term. In culinary medicine, we love legumes. They're full of fiber, protein, and phytonutrients that support gut and heart health. Green beans are the new world's contribution to a healthier plate. So let's give the casserole a makeover. Skip this canned soup, because it doesn't take that much longer to use fresh mushrooms, some whole milk, and a touch of cornstarch for a silky sauce. You can even sauté the green beans in olive oil and garlic for a Mediterranean twist. Either way, it's history and health in one dish. Now, before the turkey even hits the table, I like serving cowboy caviar. It's a bright, bean-based salad from the American Southwest. It's fiber-rich, flavorful, and keeps you from diving face-first into the mashed potatoes. The quick version is the black beans, black-eyed beans, corn, diced peppers, red onions, avocado, little olive oil, lime juice, and cilantro. Mix it, chill it the day before, watch it disappear. And when you put those corn tortillas with it, it's another American snack. It's what we call in medicine a preventive snack. Now, before dessert, a little science. The food coma doesn't come from tryptophan, although tryptophan is one of those fun words to say and makes you sound actually erudite. But it comes from the carbs, the portion size, and probably some wine. A big meal floods your system with insulin, helping tryptophan turn into serotonin, then melatonin, crossing the blood-brain barrier, and that's some sleep hormone. Add alcohol, travel fatigue, and suddenly you're drooling through the football game. So eat slower, walk a little after dinner, save the pie for later. Your pancreas will thank you. Dessert and a confession. True confession. I'm about as talented at baking as I am at gardening. If they were going to name a rose after me, it would be a rose that is dying on the vine because I have a brown thumb. People are amazed when they see me gardening because I have a 15-year-old son, and how he is alive for 15 years, I don't know, because I can't even seem to grow an herb garden without killing it. So for dessert, I go with Costco pumpkin. Pumpkin, by the way, another American addition. And a scoop of vanilla ice cream. Although I do make a killer almond tort, but that's for another episode. Now listen, I didn't do all of this to make you just salivate. I'm doing this because I'm announcing our new live cooking show, Fork You with Flavor. We're going to go live on TikTok, where I'm at Dr. Terry Simpson. Oh my God, there are a bunch of people imitating me. At Dr. Terry Simpson is me. I have about 1.1 million followers. And probably on Instagram, where I'm at Dr. Terry Simpson MD, where I'm going to cook together, talk about food science, answer your questions. Here's the thing. For my paid Substack subscribers at drsimpson.com, they're going to get the recipes and the ingredients ahead of time, so they're going to be able to cook along with me live. The regular subscribers will get the recipes and replay links later by email. We'll post edited versions on YouTube and TikTok too. So sign up. Apron optional. Curiosity required. This has been Fork U, Fork University, and it's been researched and directed by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist. All things audio editing, and the reason I sound so good is because of my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. For recipes, references, and details about our live cooking show, visit ForkU.com, YourDoctorsOrders.com, and sign up for our newsletter at DrSimpson.com. They'll all appear here live after the show. Summer is already up. But hey, if you want to watch me avoid difficulty in the kitchen while setting off my new fire alarms, you just are in for a treat. And remember, I am a board-certified physician, but not your physician. This podcast is for education, not personal medical advice. So wherever you are, the Americas, Europe, Edinburgh, anywhere between, we all have something to be thankful for, and one of mine is you. Have a good week and enjoy the show. Hey, Evil. After Thanksgiving, do you nap because of the turkey or because you're trying to avoid the dishes?
Avoid the dishes. Man, you've met my wife. Come on.